I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Friday, January 6. Coming up, government to initiate shared human resources program for public service, justices of the peace to receive restorative justice training, and public urged to participate in Jamaica Health and Lifestyle Survey 3. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't drink and drive. If you are going to a Christmas party and plan to have a drink or two, don't drive. Plan a safe alternative to get home, call a cab, or assign a designated driver. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. The government will this year initiate plans for the implementation of shared human resources and corporate services across the public sector. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says this initiative is to get underway by the end of August 2017. This, he says, is part of efforts to streamline government's operations to facilitate centralized and more efficient delivery of these services.
Positions that will be affected due to the implementation of shared corporate services in public relations and communications and internal audit are to be identified, and the implementations are to be quantified through the development of a costed transition plan and schedule.
The Prime Minister was delivering the government's public sector transformation plans at the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday. Meanwhile, the government is undertaking an employee census for the public sector. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the census is geared towards establishing the accurate size and wage demand for the entire public service, while also possibly identifying instances of employment fraud.
One of the things we are discovering is that the duplication is not just a function, the duplication is also of personnel. They call it ghost workers. So the complete census will now throw up where there are fraudulent employment.
Mr. Holness says the Public Service Employee Census is slated to begin in March 2017. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck is moving to have centers established in each parish to provide training for Justices of the Peace, JPs, in the areas of restorative justice, mediation, and child diversion. The objective of the training is to better enable the JPs to peacefully resolve conflicts outside of the court system and promote harmony in communities.
That Justice Center will be responsible not only to train persons in restorative justice and mediation and child diversion, but to be the main responders for, you know, the courts. So the idea is that the custodians will be responsible for these offices. We thought it very necessary that we at least put in place that we can provide an office, provide a secretary, so that across the different parishes, the work of the Justice Ministry can be properly carried out.
Mr. Chuck was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a meeting with custodians at his Constant Spring Road office in St. Andrew on Thursday. A number of issues were discussed at the meeting, including increasing the jurisdiction for JPs and protecting the integrity of the office. And Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahay is appealing to Jamaicans to participate in the Jamaica Health and Lifestyle Survey 3. He says the research team has met with some resistance and reluctance in the field, particularly from members of the middle class. The survey is expected to update surveillance data on specific diseases as a requirement of the World Health Organization and international standards.
So this, therefore, is a policy priority for the Ministry of Health, the provision of health information. And so with the little we have, we recognize the importance of facilitating a survey of this nature, because the benefits to be had can be very significant and end up in significant savings, not to mention saving of lives of persons.
Dr. Delahay says illness is not partial to class or status, and that the information will benefit all Jamaicans. The survey is currently being done across the island by the Caribbean Institute for Health Research in association with the ministry. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.